The recommendations from the Federal Commission on School Safety also included discussion about mental health and the proposal to allow teachers to arm themselves. With me to talk about what these guidelines mean for Arizona is the incoming Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman. And first off, I'm curious just to get your general reaction to the report overall.
Well, of course, school safety is a very serious and complex issue. And one of my first reactions was that I did appreciate the attention that they gave to the mental health of students and emphasizing the need for students to have a healthy school culture, have connectedness at school. They addressed issues of bullying, and I was really happy to see those components included in the report. However, of course, there were other concerns as I noticed the other parts where they were rolling back the Obama administration recommendations. And of course, there were a lot of concerns there as well.
Well, so I want to talk about the concerns in a minute, yes. But let me ask you about the mental health issue, mm-hmm. because it's something that it seems like a lot of people talk about, the need for more counselors. That was an issue on the campaign trail. How do you try to go about making sure that students in Arizona schools who need mental health services are able to get it?
First, we have to recognize that Arizona does have the worst ratio in the country of counselor to students ratio. It's roughly 900 students for every school counselor. And I also think there's a great need for social workers and school psychologists and behavior specialists. These are a team of professionals who have their master's degrees most often, and we need them in our schools because oftentimes it is our educators who are the first to recognize students with mental health concerns. And I've seen that firsthand in working with in different school settings. And we also know actually that Arizona students have unfortunately doubled the rate of trauma in their lives than other kids across the country for various reasons. And one reason is the high level of poverty here. And so looking at all of these issues, we know for a fact that our students need mental health services in the schools, and that should absolutely be a priority for this upcoming school year.
Do you think that by having that issue as part of this report might make it easier to get some of those services to Arizona students?
I believe so. And also, the governor's office has also been very active in calling for more mental health supports for students. I know I actually just saw Governor Ducey and the First Lady at an event that was calling for more mental health services and social emotional learning types of supports in our schools. And I was very happy to see that. That's an area we absolutely agree on, and I hope we can work together on that.
All right, so let's get to some of the concerns. And I would imagine that one of your concerns is the report's call for encouraging teachers to have guns in school as a way to protect students. I would imagine that's something you're not super thrilled about.
That's highly alarming, highly disturbing. Teachers become teachers to serve students and for a passion of learning and teaching and being in a school environment. We are not there to be security. Speaking from personal experience of working with teachers, that's not what we want to see as the best way to address this issue.
If a teacher, though, felt comfortable having a gun on them and was comfortable with having it in school, should they be allowed to do that?
My belief is no, because their colleagues would not feel as comfortable as they might. So for someone to know that a coworker either has a gun or might have a gun can be very intimidating. It just can cause a lot of stress and alarm for those around them. And I don't think that a school safety plan should include having armed teachers.
One of the other issues that this report took on was sort of the issue of discipline and restorative justice, which it seems like a lot of educational institutions are trying to incorporate in some capacity. And it didn't really have good things to say about many of those kinds of programs. I'm wondering what you make of sort of how schools should handle discipline versus trying to bring the sides of an argument together and try to work out some kind of solution. What's the balance, do you think, there?
I think we do have to recognize the unfortunate reality that our students of color have been experiencing discipline at a much higher rate than their counterparts. And one thing that we'll be working on under my administration in the Department of Education here is creating a framework that calls for more equity, that calls for more restorative justice types of practices in our schools, because we want our students to be in school. We don't want to be suspending them or expelling them. We want them to be in school where they can learn, where they can grow, have academic success, as well as get ready for careers and college. And to do so, we need to do everything we can to, again, go back to supporting their mental health needs and make sure that they can receive equal access to a high quality education.
Are the concerns that the Obama administration raised in passing these guidelines in terms of students of color being disciplined at higher rates than white students, is that also an issue in Arizona? Do we have that discrepancy here?
We actually still need to look at the research and data to be sure. I know that's a national trend, and I know that if we look at the incarceration rates in Arizona, we can absolutely see much higher rates of people of color being incarcerated. We can also look to having higher rates of suspension and expulsion for students of color here. So I would say that all the signs I am seeing are saying that, yes, that is a trend that we need to be very concerned about and addressing head on. But we also need to clean up our data a bit. And that's one area that I'll be working on in the department, is making sure that we have researchers and that we're collaborating with ASU and U of A and NAU to make sure that we're looking at all of the great research work that's being done.
All right. That's Kathy Hoffman, Superintendent of Public Instruction-elect. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you for having me.